Listening to the International Press Roundtable on Hemispheres, I've been your host, Jim Nelson, and thanks for tuning in this evening. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time for the Cabaret program.
And good evening. You are tuned to the Cabaret Show here on KGNU. My name is George, your host for this evening, bringing you live music every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Tonight's no exception. We're really excited to have Amora Mora with us in the studio. So take it away, gents, and we'll talk later on.
All right. You guys are just tuning in. We are Mora Mora. That last tune was called A Little Spoon, and this next tune is called Robber's Roost, written about a place in Colorado, right over near Winter Park, called Robber's Roost. Don't whisper my name in the valley of the beast when all is sad and broken. That just leaves you and me. Perch atop Robber's Roost, that's when we first introduced. I can't travel this road alone, I've done our things, I've been shown. We stumbled our way downtown, on the reel that we hung around. The band played a humble tune, we knew nothing but the blues. Against the white, stained glass colors my sight. Into the moon travels the sound of the wolf's winter howl. When dusk knocked on my door, it's time to settle up one more. She stopped in wonder as she read. She never told me what it said, yeah. To play, but as soon as I took my seat, they had me on beat. When dusk knocked on my door, it's time to settle up once more. She stopped in wonder as she ran. She never told me what it said, yeah. Upon my window, dear, but you ain't gonna find me alone. You can knock upon my window, dear, but you ain't gonna find me alone. Thank you. on my limb, oh dear. But you ain't gonna find me alone. You can knock upon my window, dear. But you ain't gonna find me alone.
Right, Amora Mora with us live on the Cabaret this evening. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you, George. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we got Taylor on the drums, right?
Tyler.
Tyler. Yeah. So close. Tyler, Danny, and Eric.
Yep.
Yes, I.
How'd you guys all get together?
Well, Eric and I met each other kind of at CU, and we
Skull
met
Buffs.
Yeah, right.
And all the Buffs out there. Forever Buffs.
And we kind of met Tyler along the way. He was playing with some other bands and some friends of ours, and just kind of joined up.
So. And how many years have you been together?
We've been together roughly since like 2016, okay. The end of 2016. So a little over 3 years.
Yeah. And I was reading on your website earlier. So in 2017, you did over 100 shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And how did 2018?
2018 did not quite get to 100 shows. We took a little bit of a break from the road after 2017, but we definitely got up there. We got like, you know, 80 or 85 or something like that.
Yeah, I was talking with Eric a little bit, and you guys were setting up. So what's it like to do so many shows, like since you travel kind of coast to coast and all over the place?
It's great to travel around because, you know, like we have such a cool scene here in Denver, but there's so much awesome music to explore in America. And, like, we all have those destination cities we like to see with, like, New York music or Austin, Texas or San Francisco. But, like, we also get to stop in these small cities between those places like Peoria, Illinois or Des Moines, Iowa. And, you know, there's awesome scenes and cool stuff going on in all those cities. And we just get to see it all from place to place and everywhere in between.
Yeah, do you find, like, I guess similarities or differences between playing in, like, smaller venues versus larger ones that you guys have played with? The Fox and the Boulder Theater.
Yeah,
and then, like,
absolutely.
I'm sure some other... Whole variety.
It's always great to be playing a large venue like the Boulder Theater here. You know, I think it holds 1,900 people in there. It's
1,200 packed.
It's a lot of people. It's you know, it's a big room. It's not like playing a small club somewhere in Illinois, but at the same time, if you have a small club and you pack a room and there's good energy, I mean, it's just really fun. I sometimes like those clubs the best. It's a cool vibe.
Yeah, I just want to tag along to that. Like, playing in a big room is always nice and fun because there's, like, tons of people there. But there's always just something about, like, rallying up a small club of people and getting them going and, like, making their night. And I think there's something to be said for that.
Cool. Yeah, I was, like, I was thinking about the difference in the energy and the vibe depending on the venue that you're at. And obviously, you know, your music kind of lends itself to really kind of getting the crowd into it and people dancing and
we definitely feed off the crowd. That's definitely a thing.
How'd you start talking to Danny here? How'd you start playing guitar?
There was just kind of a guitar always in my house growing up, and always fiddled around with it, and then eventually started taking it more seriously. And my parents got me like an acoustic, and then I saved up enough for an electric guitar. And then it kind of just progressed. But, like, further on throughout college and stuff like that, I was mostly an acoustic player. And then kind of over the past, I'd say, close to, like, 10-ish, maybe 8-9 years, I've become more of an electric player, which has become a lot more fun because of pedals and all the other fun stuff like
getting
that.
Getting 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14 down there.
The answer is not enough yet.
Not enough. Right? The answer is always not enough.
There's room for more.
And then, and Eric, how'd you? What got you playing bass?
So I've always kind of been a band geek. When I was a little kid, my dad had some guitars around the house, which was cool, but I was primarily a trumpet player. When I was in high school, like, I played in my marching band, jazz band, and all that, and I actually came out here to go to school to study jazz trumpet at CU Boulder. And my uncle sent me his old bass guitar, and I always really liked rock and roll music and stuff too that I couldn't do on the trumpet, and took up learning it really seriously when I was in college and got to study with some of the professors here at CU, and so I picked it up.
And what kind of bass are you playing?
I'm playing on an Ibanez Soundgear SR1805E with Babinga and mahogany.
The 05 stands for what, five strings?
Yeah, I like the low B string on the electric bass guitar. Like, I know a traditional upright. Some people have it, but it's harder to find. But
yeah.
It's bass. It's all about the low end.
Right.
To be able to have that extra range down there just gives you more room to explore musically.
And then, Danny, what are you playing? For the listeners at home.
Yeah, I'm actually playing a Fender Stratocaster. It's a 70s model remake made by our friends down south in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people talk about American Strats and made in Mexico Strats. And I am part of the generation that has some pretty killer made in Mexico Strats.
So they're good built, well built machines.
Yeah, and my buddy Mingus over in Louisville, he popped in a humbucker for me here on the bridge pickup, which is different than what a normal Stratocaster would come with. So I have that little switch there.
And then, not to ignore the drummer, what got you into drumming?
Well, I first started playing guitar when I was like 8 years old, and it just couldn't really keep my attention. I just like to hit on things. I had a buddy in sixth grade who had a drum set at his house, and I would sit behind his kit and just sit there and bang away. And I begged my parents for like 2 years straight, please let me get a drum set, please, please. So leading up to Christmas one year, I think I was 13, they were like building out a little room in the basement to put in some drums so they could soundproof it and not hear me sound like crap for
go down there and make noise.
So yeah, I kind of knew I was getting a drum set then, and then fell in love with it. A couple years down the road, when I was about 16, started really trying to get serious, I guess you'd say.
Cool. And then we should mention you have some shows coming up soon. Yeah.
Yes, we do. We are playing this Friday at the Caribou Room up in Nederland with the legendary band out of San Francisco called Tea Leaf Green. And then we are also playing upcoming in Denver on June 7th at Cervantes Other Side with Picking on Hippies, which is, I think, a group put together by the guys in Dead Fish Orchestra. That should be a really, really fun night. So, yeah, those are our... And then we got stuff, you know, in the summer, Telluride, Crested Butte, you know, Montana, Wyoming, all that stuff.
Awesome. And you can find Amora Amora. You're on Facebook. You're on the web.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, www. You know.
Yeah, all that stuff. So, once again, Amora Amora with us live in the cabaret. What do you got next?
All right, cool. Yeah, let's play some stuff, yeah? This next song is called Pizza Mike. Shit.
He didn't mind. He didn't mind if it took your time. But nothing in his tiny little world is gonna bring him down.
Wow.
caught Pizza Mike out near the Kansas line. Too far out, too far out to notice the time. Life seems pretty easy when you make yourself hard to find.
The blue, we made it home.
All right, cool. That was our song. Well, yeah, we went pretty far out there, huh? That was
Chemical Homebrew.
A little pizza mic before that. If you guys are just tuning in, we are Mora Mora. We are from right here in Boulder, Colorado. We are honored to be on KGNU. I personally listen to this station all the time. So we got a song for you coming up here called 22 Tattoos. All right. Got 22 tattoos and loves to call me daddy. Afraid at night she's gonna sink her teeth into me. She don't get up till the sun goes down. Been around this southern town. Sleep with one eye open till she leaves. My bag, I'm serious as a heart attack. She's as crazy does, as crazy as crazy ever was. She won't get far when she steals your car, burns down your house and puts your balls in a jar. When you're trying to leave, she got a trick up her sleeve. Took the dog and ever since been seen. Got 22 tattoos and loves to call me daddy. Late at night, she's gonna sink her deep into me. She won't get up till the sun goes down. Been around this southern town. See with one eye open till she leaves. Now I never saw it coming, or I would've thought twice. But it seems so that I'm gonna pay the price. Am I a voodoo doll? When the night falls, is she poking me where it hurts or calls it down? Crazy nail, wish me well, and turn around and cast a spell. I need my bed with hanging fire red. Lock me up and tie me in a shed. Got 22 tattoos and loves to call me daddy. Late at night, she's gonna sink her teeth into me. She don't get up till the sun goes down. Been around this southern town. Sleep with one eye open till she leaves.
Us live on the Cabaret Show. If you're just tuning in, thanks for coming down. This has been fun.
It's been a blast. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Once again, you guys are playing this Friday, May 24th, at the Caribou Room with Tea Leaf Green. That's a fantastic venue and sounds amazing.
I know, man. We've played there. We've had the honor to play there a couple times, and that place is just great. Yeah.
And then at Cervantes on June 7th, I'm cheating and looking at my Facebook page, with Picking on Hippies with Ruby Hill and Shovel and Stone. And then Telluride, Saturday, June 15th and June 16th. What's it like playing down there in the summer?
It's great because we actually usually play the weekend before Bluegrass.
Yeah, is that the weekend?
It's the weekend before all the festivals usually get going. And there's actually a nice group of people that get there on the Sunday before Bluegrass.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've always just learned that that's just a great time. I mean, we have such an awesome following of the Moorheads down in Telluride. They're the best. So we can't wait to get back down
so
there.
People, do you guys stay down for the festival as well?
Always try to. Yeah. Usually at that point we have to go play somewhere else. You know, hopefully one day we'll get to play Telluride Bluegrass or something like that.
And of course, you guys are on. It's AMORA.
Yeah, MORA for days.
Did you get the MO?
Get the MO.
Yes, but it is AMORA. That's exactly right.
Once again, Tyler on the drums.
Yes, sir.
And Danny on guitar.
Hello.
Eric on the five string.
Correct.
Electric. Cool. We got 6 or 7 minutes left with us. Do you want to just play us out?
Yeah,
to
you can totally. Out. You can do that. What do
you know,
think?
We mentioned Telluride Bluegrass. Should we give him some bluegrass?
Yeah,
let's give
him some bluegrass.
I mean, we can't play KGNU without playing just a little bit of bluegrass. Oh, yeah.
I know. I was going to say, too, I loved all the nods. So I think in the evening we've heard opera, we've heard Bach, we've heard Santana, The Who.
Yeah, you've also heard Flintstones. Allman Brothers Tees. Yeah, we throw a lot. We
on like top to, of all the original music that you're putting together.
We like to throw a lot at the listener. You know, we like to keep them on their toes.
A lot of fun. Thanks, guys. Once again, Amora Mora with us on the Cabaret.
All right, boys, let's do it. Way up in the sky, and I'm too spun to even see the light. Yeah. Roll on home, sister. Roll on home real soon. Please take my hand, cause I can't seem to understand how we polished off all the boo. Roll on home, brother. Roll on home, late night. Well, there's a couch somewhere, and I heard they'll have a spare. And the rumor is we can drink all darn day. We'll be right back. them how they do it up the canyon. I'm awaiting, and I promise I ain't hating. But brother, I bid you good night.
Wow, what a great show. And you are listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at KGNU.org and afterfm.com. You can stay tuned for Corriente after this programming announcement.
Musica Mundi is Latin for Music of the World. On Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m., this international show spans the globe in musical styles. From obscure field recordings to new recordings of traditional styles, you'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU.
Another great show. So this is Elena with you. I haven't been with you for, I think, a couple of months due to one thing or another, mostly traveling for work. But anyway, aquí estoy con ustedes hasta las nueve, hasta las diez, perdón, a las diez. So I'll be with you till 10. And I got a bunch of stuff kind of picked out, pero if there's something you would like to hear, you can always give a call at 303-442-4242. O también you can email me at dj@kgnu.org. Just to let you know, this evening we'll be having a short interview with Sarah Jackson, who founded the Casa de Paz, which is a wonderful nonprofit that helps out immigrants on their way. And also we'll be speaking with Bobby Lefebvre from Su Teatro about his first play, the award-winning writer and poet and performer Will, in his first play at Su Teatro. Right now we're going to start with some music that it goes back a little ways, and then later I'll bring in a bunch of new music, because thankfully, muchísimas gracias a Indre y todo el equipo, there's some really great new music in the studio. But I was just in Guatemala with a dear friend, Franklin Quesada from El Salvador, and he was the founder and director of the group Yolocamba Ita, and so I'm going to play a few songs from them that go back to probably the mid-80s or so. And again, espero que le guste la música. If there's something you'd like to hear, échame un phone, 303-442-4242.
So this is a song dedicated to children. I give to you the gift of peace brightly shining, a bouquet of peace flowers and little sparrows, a Holland of fragrant harvest fields, and California's of peaches. In Asia without a bleeding Korea, one Korea in bloom, the other beginning to bud, an America of sweet ripe fruit and a world full of melon sugar. I give you the gift of peace and a spotless flower. I give you the gift of a pensive carnation, for your white childlike hands and for your trembling world. Today I give you peace for the whole world, a world in which children still die before their time.
Te regalo una paz iluminada, racimo de paz y de gorriones, una holanda de mieses aromadas, California de melocotones, una Asia sin Corea ensangrentada, una Corea en flor, otra en botones, una América en frutos sazonada, y un mundo con azúcar de melones. Te
regalo la paz y su flor pura. Te regalo un clavel meditabundo para tu blanca mano de criatura. Y en tu mundo que tiembla estremecido, hoy te dejo la paz sobre tu mundo. De niño por la muerte sorprendido, hoy te dejo la paz sobre tu mundo. De niño por la muerte sorprendido, una hacia sin Corea ensangrentada, una Corea en gloria, otra en botones, una América.